Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Congressman Nick Bakich worked quickly with the Department of the Interior and the General Services Administration to reverse the planned lease termination for the Alaska Volcano Observatory in Anchorage. The observatory is crucial for monitoring volcanic activity and issuing alerts that protect lives in the aviation industry, especially in light of the growing volcanic threat and Mount Spur. Congressman Bakich emphasized its importance for Alaska's safety and the aviation sector, particularly as Mount Spur, the closest active volcano to Anchorage, shows signs of potential eruption. On March 18th, the lease was reinstated, ensuring uninterrupted operations. Previous eruptions from Mount Spur have caused widespread ash, flight disruptions, and significant economic impact in south-central Alaska. By restoring the lease, Bakich ensured the vital monitoring systems continue and that residents, businesses, and visitors are protected from potential volcanic risks. A student pilot is under investigation. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
A student pilot rescued from a partially submerged plane on Testamina Lake is now under federal investigation for flying illegally with passengers. John Morris Jr. and two young family members survived a night on the wing of the downed aircraft before being spotted by volunteer pilots Monday morning. According to federal records, Morris was not authorized to carry passengers and has a history of violating that rule. The FAA launched disciplinary action, and officials say Morris has not cooperated with investigators or reported the crash as required. The plane landed on a partially frozen lake, broke through the ice, and began to sink, though its fabric-covered wings helped keep it afloat. The girls were rescued with dry clothes, but Morris was suffering from hypothermia. Investigators still don't know if the landing was intentional or due to mechanical failure. If the crash involved a violation of FAA rules, Morris could face fines and be held personally responsible for recovery costs. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The 31st annual Homer Winter King Salmon Tournament awarded nearly $200,000 in cash prizes on March 22nd. Brad Anderson, executive director of the Homer Chamber of Commerce, says it was one of the best days of the year.
We were fortunate to have probably one of the best days we've had in years. The winds were calm, so all of our anglers got to go and fish, you know, wherever they really wanted to prefer to go. Just a wonderful turnout. The weather just was absolutely perfect for us.
This year's tournament had 1,235 anglers and 373 boats that participated in the tournament. Anderson says they weighed in 233 fish. The top place angler was Zach Wyman on Team Proficient, with a fish weighing 30.66 pounds, the largest fish since 2013. The unofficial results show that he earned $84,207 in cash prizes, including the team's side tournament winnings. This year's youth prize winner was 12-year-old Madeline Challenge, with a 15.36 pound king. For a complete summary of the tournament results, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. A proposition for one of the largest parks and rec bonds in recent Anchorage history will be on April's municipal ballot. Proposition 3 is seeking $8.2 million in bonds for the Anchorage Parks and Recreation Department. More than a third of that total, $2.9 million, would be designated for Town Square Park. Other projects would include the $1.3 million Fish Creek Connection and the $400,000 Cuddy Park Chalet. Alaska's Supreme Court is setting new limits on criminal cases. This after an investigation revealed cases that took up to a decade to reach trial. The court order restricts postponements to 270 days for cases filed in 2022 or earlier. It takes effect on May 12th. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.